Coast Radio Newswatch. The truth verified.
Guadagusa Mayor Duduzo Kumeda says recovering electricity losses is now one of his administration's top priorities just over 100 days into his office. Briefing the media in Balito earlier, Kumeda revealed the municipality is losing about 26% of the electricity it buys from Eskom. He's pointed to aging infrastructure, illegal connections and billing gaps as factors that cost the municipality millions in lost revenue. Kumeda says decisive steps are being taken to ensure residents and businesses pay only for the power they use while stabilizing the electricity system.
We are strengthening metering and billing for large power users. Guadagusa has 493 large power users who account for a major portion of our electricity demand. In the past, many of these metering points were not accurately monitored, which contributed to revenue leakages.
A revenue protection unit has also been introduced to investigate tampering, replace faulty prepaid meters, and recover lost income.
Improving billing for small power users. With over 36,000 small power users, we are making efforts to ensure correct vending, accurate data, and the elimination of ghost vending. We'll be visiting over 38,000 premises to verify customer information, removing and investigating non-purchase cases.
The ANC's National General Council is in its second day in Gauteng. Last night, Secretary General Fikile Mbalula delivered a blunt midterm report admitting the party's decline did not happen overnight. Newswatch's Anastasi Mukhobu reports from the gathering in Boksburg.
Mbalula said last year's bruising election results came amid what he described as a well-funded effort to push the ANC below 50%. Delegates will today break into commissions to assess the state of the National Democratic Revolution and examine the balance of forces shaping the party. Mbalula also raised concern over the influence of money in ANC politics, warning that factionalism driven by money politics undermine unity.
Money politics remains one of the most destructive forces in the organization, influencing leadership contests and fundraising. The Integrity Commission therefore warns that blurred lines between state and party finances fuel corruption.
Anastasi Mukhobu, Boksburg.
And the Miss Universe organization has revealed new details about the serious injuries that landed Miss Jamaica in hospital. The organization and Gabrielle Henry's family say in a joint statement that she suffered a brain bleed with loss of consciousness, a fracture and facial lacerations. Henry fell through an opening on the stage during the preliminary competition in Bangkok last month. She remains in a critical condition in hospital. The organizers have reiterated that she's not to blame and say they will cover all future medical expenses arising from the incident. The top story, Guadagusa Mayor Duduzo Kumeda says recovering electricity losses is now one of his administration's top priorities. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.